my view of teaching is that it isn't simply what goes on in the seminar room or lecture theatre. I think that for me, equally part of teaching is what you do outside of those places. That you have the students outside of the lecture theatre and seminar room, and they're often more productive. You know, going for a coffee with students, going for lunch with students, you know, going out at the end of term with students, but also making yourself available to them in a different sort of way. I mean, just trivial things. I mean, I rarely close my door, which is why I never get any work done, but I rarely close my door because I think it discourages students from being able to come and see you when they need to, rather than when you say they have to. Because I think the trouble with formal timetable is that it says to students that this person will be available at this time, in this place, only, and I don't think that fosters very good teaching relationships. This is the biggest obstacle for most students, that they don't believe they can learn, and you know, sometimes the place itself can conspire to give that perception. Like, we have titles on the door. Titles are intimidating, I think, to people. You have your books around you and things like this, and all these sorts of things create this idea that we as staff are more advanced and so on. I mean, part of this is true, of course. I mean, the reason why you get taught by somebody at a university is because they know more about a particular topic than you do, but that's fine, but I think you have an important pedagogic obstacle that you need to consider, which is how do you get those students to believe in themselves to a point where they can become relatively autonomous learners, where they can say to themselves, I can use a library, I can engage with an article, you know, I can examine it critically, yes.